God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. You can know God's mind for this day by spending time in God's Word. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So this morning I read Luke 15, and it's the story that Jesus tells of a man who had two sons. One was a scallywag. He asked for his inheritance early and went off in a far country and wasted it in riotous living. His brother assumes that he wasted it on harlots, for instance. And then the older son, who was at home, stayed at home, didn't ask for his money early, and was just as far from his father, though not geographically. What brings this story from the lips of the Lord Jesus? Well, what brings this story is the first two verses. The Bible says, "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him." So publicans and sinners is not a designation of people that are sinners more than others. It's a social distinction. These people were known as sinners. All of us are sinners before God, but before men, publicans and sinners. Publicans were tax collectors for a foreign power and taxing their own people. Jesus did not give these people mercy because they were likable sinners or the likable rogue or loving sinners. He gave them mercy because they were just bad enough to know what was true, and that was that they were sinners before God. Such people drew near to Jesus. Verse 2 says, "And the Pharisees and scribes murmured and said, This man receiveth sinners." Well, they were right. They were right about Jesus in that sense, but they weren't right about themselves. They were not right in the sense that they thought publicans, they're sinners, Pharisees, they're not. You know, sinners and scribes, they're the same thing in God's sight. They're both sinners. It's just that one are so bad that even they know it, and the other class socially are just bad enough to deserve hell and just good enough to think they're okay. So that's what Jesus is addressing. He's talking about the kind of people that the Lord can receive, those who are lost and can be found because of the way they view themselves, the way they view God. And Jesus gives a couple stories. So back to the story about this man that had two sons. The Bible says something very instructive about this younger son, the son that had wasted his substance on riotous living. He runs out of money, as is always the case. He is eating with the pigs, and the Bible says in verse 17, when he came to himself, that means he came to his senses. You ever been knocked out? You ever been knocked senseless? As Jesus would say, you have ears, but you don't hear. You have eyes, but you don't see. That's what these Pharisees and scribes were. They were sinners, but they didn't know it. In Luke 13, Jesus addresses two terrible calamities and those who perished because of them. And he says to the people around, do you think that these people perished in these calamities because they were worse sinners than others? No, he says, I tell you, unless you change your mind, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. So we all are the same thing. Sinners, we all need the same thing, the Lord Jesus. But good sinners don't see that. So the Bible says that this younger brother, this bad sinner, he came to himself. Verse 20 says, and he arose and came to his father. In contrast, verse 28, the older brother, who was far from his father, though always in the house, the older brother, the Bible says, was angry and would not go in. So at the end of the day, you have a younger brother who had committed overt social sins but came back to the father because he was just bad enough to know his need, and an older brother who was just good enough to think he was okay and just bad enough to be far from his father. So of those two, one would not go in, one came to his father. The bottom line is this, you will come to God when you come to yourself. And you will not come to God until you come to your senses. Now, three things you might sense today, that you might know, that you might see, that will help you and certainly would help me. First of all, see your need. The Bible says he came to himself. He saw himself as he was. People that are not hungry, people that do not have health needs, oftentimes don't see their need of God. If they don't have a need for money, why do they need God? The good thing about being a bad sinner, and make no mistake, good sinner, bad sinner, you're still a sinner. Being a bad sinner does not make you virtuous because, well, at least you're honest about your sin. No, we're all sinners. But the thing about being a bad sinner is you have to be honest about it. And so, you know, come to your senses. You won't come to God until you do. See yourself, sense your need. See God, see God's grace. In verse 31, the father says, it was meet, it was fitting that we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother, the younger far country brother, was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found. And that is the conclusion of three of these stories Jesus tells. That which was owned, lost, and found. That which was received. In this last story, though, these are two people who had wills and who acted upon their sense of need. So see yourself, your need, see God for who he is and God's grace, and then see your brother. see another. Verse 28, the Bible tells us again, the older brother was angry and would not go in. You know, the value of others is not based upon their comparison to me or their comparison to you. We all need the same thing. The Pharisees and the publicans, the scribes and the sinners, we're all sinners. It may not be so socially, but it certainly is true before a God who sees us to our very core. So the value of others is based not upon comparison to me, but God's ownership. He lost, he found, and he rejoices. And so today, something we can learn from this is you will not come to God until you come to your senses.